Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Hello again. Here, our second hour of Circles of Change. It's a real pleasure for me to welcome on the line Kameen Bell Samuel. Good morning, Kameen. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Zara. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a delight to have you. Stay tuned, folks, for a fun show. Let me explain a little bit about Kameen's background. She started her professional career as the U.S. Navy's first female African-American helicopter pilot. And after 9 years as a leader in the Navy, she transitioned her career to her first attempt at being an entrepreneur. And as she says, like so many successful entrepreneurs, this one failed. However, though, it shaped her current expertise as a wealth coach and online merchandising expert. In 1999, she joined Gateway Computer's web team, and after a string of promotions that combined technical skills, merchandise abilities, and managing of a high-performance team, she transitioned again to an entrepreneurial business, one that grew to be over $1.5 billion. You know, noticing, though, in the course of her corporate career that she had a high percentage of direct reports that had been promoted into leadership positions and increasing their compensation in a significant way, she decided to use some of her gifts and talents to coach others. And she began assisting friends and others who didn't manage necessarily stellar results of increasing their income, wealth, and fulfillment, and decided it was her opportunity now to enter entrepreneurial world again and help with freedom to assist small businesses, and particularly women entrepreneurs, increase their success by utilizing web strategies and enhancing their ability to grow their wealth. She holds a Master of Science in Computer Systems, a Master of Arts in Spiritual Psychology, and eminently the Master in Spiritual Science. I truly believe a combination that prepares her well to coach others with great compassion, caring, and intuition. And, oh, by the way, in the midst, she's also author of the book Journey to Abundance, a workbook and resource guide for creating the prosperous life you desire. So, again, off we go on another round of challenges, right, Kameen?
Absolutely. I'm excited.
So how is it that you really did become so passionate about this these intersecting topics, you know, wealth and abundance? And I think we want to be careful to indicate to our listeners this isn't just about monetary wealth, correct?
That's correct. It's really about well-being and the wholeness of wealth. It's about money and health and joy. And I became passionate about it because I got into debt. I got into a lot of debt and ended up with a bankruptcy and foreclosures and had to figure out how to get myself out of it. And I realized that, you know, it started in my mind and that I was really had a lot of lack in my own thinking and had to work my way out of that.
And when you say lack in your own thinking, do you mean denying some voice of reason, or you just hadn't had an experience with something, or you didn't tap others? What does that mean?
Really, I at the time that I went into it, I was transitioning from the military to be an entrepreneur, and I had expected a large sum of money when I left there, and I did not get that from the military because I they needed to take back some since I was leaving at the time. And so I in my mind, I said, you know, if I don't have this money, I'm going to have to file bankruptcy. I needed that. I had really thought that I'd have that money as a cushion, and I didn't have enough belief in my own skills and abilities at the time that I was going to be able to make it on my own. And so when I had that, it really was in my own mind a playing of a record over and over again that I'm not going to be successful, I'm not going to be able to make enough money. And you know, it came true about 14 months after that.
So this is almost that, yet, you know, the classic story of the child riding the bike for the first time and there's a rock way off to the left and they say, oh my gosh, I'm going to hit the rock. And what do? They steer right towards the rock.
Absolutely. And I really became paralyzed by fear and by feeling ashamed of my situation, that it just really perpetuated itself.
And what was the path that then allowed you to get beyond that?
Well, you know, I realized that I created it with my mind. There was a point. I really saw that it was that repetition of thought that had gotten me there. And I knew that I had to get myself out of it. And actually what I knew was, I think it's Einstein who says that the same mind that got you into it is not the same that can get you out of it.
Right.
And so I started learning, I started reading everything I could on prosperity, on wealth, and on success and biographies of people who had been where I'd been and gotten themselves out of it, and really studying. I'd sit in the library for hours or at the bookstore and not really using the bookstore as a library at times, to get more information, to believe that it was possible. And I, as you mentioned, that I have these degrees in spirituality and spiritual psychology, it's really, at the time, I was also believing that that God could help me. That I kind of also blamed God a little bit for getting me into it.
Yeah, right. But then you rationalize to say, well, he was just trying to teach me a lesson. That's all. This is all part of my master's in life that I'm going through. Yes,
right.
Or maybe it was a doctorate at that point.
But actually, people do, you know, end up blaming God that, you know, for getting them into things. And the truth was, it was a learning lesson for me. And I just began to study it and began to learn to give of myself, to be grateful for everything that I had, and more started to come to me.
Well, and some people wouldn't necessarily pick God, but certainly next on the totem pole are parents, you know, blaming the way you were brought up, or blaming the fact you didn't get this or you didn't get that. But, you know, mind you, Christian, you know, Kameen, it was no minor undertaking for you as a woman to join the U.S. Navy, A, as a woman within the Navy to pursue helicopters, you know, B, and then as well the additional distinction and diversity of being African-American. So it's not like you're a lightweight to deal with, you know, unusual, different challenges and not want to dive into it. Right?
Well, that's true. And, you know, I did have to draw on a lot of strength from within to envision a different future, to use that to get myself up every day, and to know that I've had success in the past because I was very successful in the military, and use any successes that I had to predict that I could succeed again.
Again, a history repeat itself. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, you know, that's something for those of us that are in the space of offering certain approaches to coaching, whether that be business coaching or life coaching, possibility coaching. Our friend Diane Turner, who's on the show that does that, of course, regularly, is for listeners that are thinking of turning to someone, what's your advice of how do they find the right coach to match them and what their needs might be? And in this instance, if they're a small business owner, for example, or a woman entrepreneur, well, what would be the questions they'd ask to really authentically find the right partner at this phase of wherever they are?
Well, you want to look for someone who has the same core values, first of all. I was coaching someone yesterday who had just gotten out of a coaching situation where they chose someone more from their head than their heart and their kind of their own intuition. And they really had chosen someone who had great, wonderful skills but didn't necessarily have the spiritual beliefs that they had or the vision that she wanted. And so she ended up ending that coaching, and she had a wonderful couple of months, but it was looking for someone who is aligned with where you're going, someone who has done what you're trying to do, and someone who can really be your cheerleader and really listen to you and hear your goals and adapts to you and to work with it and to try it out. And if it feels, one of the things that got me into debt was not paying attention to my own intuition. And so when I coach people on whether they're working with me or with anyone else, it's really about pay attention to how you feel with that individual. What have they accomplished? You know, how do they work with you? Do you resonate with them? Because it's important that you are in sync all the way, because they're going to be teaching you a lot of things over the course of your relationship with them, and you want someone with that kind of vision.
You know, with your own experience with having been stuck and then getting out of debt, and now you're working with people, you know, how do people stay stuck in debt? What have you learned in the course of helping others through that?
Well, one of the most significant things that people do is it's really in the mind. As I said earlier about my own mindset about, you know, what's possible, I actually entitled my publishing company when I self-published my book called Words Have Life. Mm-hmm. And it's really the truth for me is that words do have life. They have energy. And so the words that you think and the words that you feel and what you're saying to yourself and you're saying out loud really do predict your future. And there's a biblical saying called, you know, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. And so that really means that, you know, when you're under pressure, what are you saying? Are you saying, I'm in debt and I'm never going to get out of it? Or I'm such a failure? Or I never win? Or those kinds of phrases. And really, that mindset and that belief and that feeling in ourselves is what can perpetuate our own circumstances and our own debt. And it's really, you know, being able to change our thoughts, to choose a new thought is how we kind of get unstuck. The other way we can be stuck is about blame. And blaming others. We kind of joked earlier about blaming God or our parents, or as Mark was talking about earlier, you know, you could be in a partnership and blame your partner for failing, or blame anyone external. And the truth is that yes, there, you know, sometimes there are circumstances and people to blame, but when we do that, we stay stuck in the past.
Exactly, yeah.
Stay stuck looking over our shoulder instead of moving forward, and we have to forgive. And we don't forgive for the other person. We forgive for ourselves to cut the energy tie so that we can move forward.
Very well said. We're speaking with Kameen Bell Samuel and her organization. It's Kameen Bell, K-A-M-I-N-B-E-L-L, Samuel.com. And if you do a /ZARA, you might be surprised to see a gift that she's going to offer for listeners today. Kameen, your book, Journey to Abundance, why did you write that?
Well, I really wrote it so that I could help other people not go where I went.
That's a good motivator, yeah.
I really did not want anyone to experience the trauma and drama of what I went through, and I filed for bankruptcy and lost my two homes, and it was devastating at the time, and you know, I thought if I could just help one or two people, and I've helped many more, but it's really my story about, you know, the path I took and the steps I took to get myself out of debt.
You know, it isn't just about getting out of debt, of course, though. You really want to shift people to going to debt to now stepping into abundance and, you know, that breadth, that whole new area. You talk about keys to experiencing more wealth. And, in fact, by the way, I noticed your new photograph on your website. You have a necklace on that's a key. So I love that connection. What are those three keys? You know, let's wet our whistle, you know, to those.
Well, the first key is what I mentioned before about words. What are your words? Notice your words. Go on a 7-day diet this week and really think about what you're saying. Hear yourself. Are you confirming your debt, or are you confirming your success?
Yeah.
Are you projecting out into the future, you know, a wonderful life, or, you know, where you are today? And you can simply change some of those words and say, up until now, I have been in tremendous debt. And in the future, this is what I'm hoping for.
And as opposed to
another,
instead of saying if, you say when.
Yeah, when. And to really start that. And the other part of that is to use the word wealth. I learned this from Dr. Joseph Murphy in the book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And he talks about repeating the word wealth over and over again. And I learned this back in 1998 and have used it ever since. And really, it helped me achieve great success. And it's just literally in the morning. Just take 5 minutes in the morning and say the word wealth over and over again and start to feel it. What would it feel like if you had an extra $50 in your bank account, or if you need an extra $100? Don't go too far, because it'll, you know, if you say I need $1 million and you're at $10 in your bank account, we're out of congruence with ourselves, and that can fight against us. But really, what would it feel like to have what you want. Visualize it, feel it, and check it out. And the third key is to take action. And when we're in that visualizing stage and we're saying positive things, lots of times many ideas come to mind. Take action. Ideas that come forward, pick up the phone, you know, call this person, give your resume to someone, or, you know, write this down. Take the step. It doesn't have to be a big step, but just, you know, take a step. And if I could add just one more, which would be to forgive.
Yeah.
Again, as I mentioned earlier, you're not forgiving for the other person or whatever who may have contributed to your debt. It's really about forgiving the situation, forgiving that you know anything about that situation so that you can move forward.
The opportunity you had then to publish your, self-publish your book and put it out to the world and gift it to clients and sell it to others and so on. Some of the stories that have come about as a result of that, what's been the reaction to the book or maybe a couple interesting people you've met as a, in the process of it?
Well, you know, I haven't really shared it a lot.
Okay, so here we are, folks. Again, the book is Journey to Abundance by Kameen Bell Samuel, yes.
Yes, and you know, the people who have read it loved it, and they all came back with the same thing. You were so courageous to share your story.
Yeah.
And I took that as maybe I shouldn't have shared so much.
So then my other side would say, uh-oh, there's a voice and a belief that's talking in your head now.
It was. And so now I'm really willing to share it because I don't want anyone to go through what I've been through. And the people that have used the book, I have numerous stories of people who have advanced their careers. They're making more money now than they could have ever dreamt. I just recently worked with someone about 6 months ago, and they said, I don't know what happened on that call that we had, and within 2 weeks their business doubled.
Yeah.
And so it's about using these skills and principles, and, you know, I've been using them for years on myself to manifest, you know, all the way to vice presidency in the corporate world, and now it's about me sharing it more and just being vulnerable and being willing to be seen myself.
Don't you love it? Again, we're speaking with Kameen Bell Samuel, and her website is KameenSamuel, KameenSamuel.com/Zara, to get a quick peek for a gift for our listeners and a wealth breakthrough kit. I like that. That takes you to this idea of giving me something in my toolbox that I can take action with, Kameen.
Absolutely. I really have a heart for helping people to make a different change in their life. And it's not necessarily for anybody who's just in debt.
Right.
It's about anyone who is ready to take their lives and their beliefs and what they have accomplished to the next level, because it's really it's focused on their journey as they work through it.
Kameen, what does your ideal client look like?
Oh, my ideal client is someone who is ready for change.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, those people who are in the online space. I have such a passion for helping women entrepreneurs and small business owners who are really ready to, you know, tackle technology. They might be afraid of it. And I help them kind of get through that block in technology and the block in wealth to expand their vision, and they're reaching for the next level. And for those who are just looking to go to that next level, I work with a lot of wonderful people who, you know, are looking for, you know, their own expansion in their life and to attract the life of their dream for freedom and empowerment and to really raise their own consciousness to the next level.
And so ideally you're saying the use of the internet for online sales businesses and bringing together then your merchandising experience?
Yes, I adore being on the web, and I used to say that, you know, when I discovered online merchandising, it was really something I'd been working on since I was like 8 years old, because I used to gut the Sunday paper and read all the sales circulars and figure out how they were, you know, working the sales. And so really about helping people also expand their product offering.
Okay.
You know, and being able to take a book and make it into a membership site or a workbook and those kinds of things so that they can really reach more people. And they're things that I've worked on for the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, and so in truth then, you've given how involved involved you've been in the internet-based world, then you've been part of an industry that itself has been changing and evolving so fast, and I really think has left a lot of people behind, or, you know, back to your earlier comments, a lot of people frozen in fear and stuck. So these principles, these keys, could and I bet do equally apply there, don't they?
Absolutely, because it's really, again, about mindset. Are you, is the individual too afraid to even try or not even know? There's so much content out there. And, you know, how do they discern, you know, how long they're supposed to be on social media? You can be on social media all day and not get anything done.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so how do you do it targeted? How do you help yourself expand into your next product in a way that's easy and graceful for you so that it makes sense?
Kameen, what's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you if they're interested in talking about your services?
You can reach me at Kameen at KameenSamuel.com, and that's K-A-M-I-N at K-A-M-I-N-S-A-M-U-E-L.com.
Very good. And also your book, there's an opportunity for people to buy the book through that venue?
Absolutely. It's and I want to tell you what the free gift is.
Oh, okay.
My gift to your listeners is a free copy of the as a PDF copy of the book. The book is available on Amazon, but I really wanted your listeners to have it as a free download. If they want the copy, they can still go to Amazon and purchase it themselves, but they will get a copy of Journey to Abundance if they go to KameenSamuel.com/Zara.
Well, that's a very generous offer. Thank you so very much. Kameen, a question I can't help but ask, but how do you think you've changed now that you're in the business of helping other people change?
Well, it is such a blessing to be able to help others, and I've been doing it, you know, all along, and for me to now be able to step into it more fully, it's really about, it's about community. And how do, it's a very, you know, we-centered approach, as Mark would say. It's about expanding beyond our boundaries and helping people know and empowering them. It really hurts me when I see people who struggle with technology or struggle with wealth, because it is just, for me, I say after having been broke, it's just money. And our lives are about so much more than that. And it's about our connection to each other, and it's about being of value in the world. And so, you know, I really, it's such a pleasure when I get to help someone, and to help them see that, you know, and reframe where they've been so that they can see how beautiful their lives are right now, no matter what the situation is.
And I think you're saying that starting with that first key of the words, that 7-day diet, I like that, and think about what you're saying all the way to repeating the word wealth and then taking action and also forgiving yourself and others for yourself in the situation. Very well said. Kameen, thank you so very much for joining us here on Circles of Change. We'll look forward to keeping track of your expanding business. Again, for our listeners, that gift from Kameen, you go to www.kameensamuel.com/ZARA and get a free download copy of her book, Journey to Abundance. Thanks so much, Kameen. Have a great weekend.
You too, and thank you so much, Zara.
My pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.